This episode is brought to you by GIG Mobility, Africa's leading mobility company for interstate travel.
To travel intercity without stress in Nigeria and Ghana, download the GIGM app on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
And my name is Adewale.
Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, guys. Happy Independence Day. Yeah. It's another year for the country. The country is actually old. It's getting old. It's 59.
Well, I don't even keep count.
That's 59. So, if someone is 59 years old, it's actually old.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are happy, we're excited. And
But it's a bit of bittersweet, right?
It is.
Yeah, so, I know you're in the middle of something right now.
Yes, the SARS story picked over the weekend, and it's really sad when you see people narrating what they passed through with the SARS, so, and especially those, software developers.
For those who don't know, SARS is a special unit of the Nigeria Police Force.
So they're
supposed to be anti-robbery, anti-crime, but then they're targeting young software developers.
They've been harassing the tech developers a lot.
Yeah.
And actually this time around, the tech community is actually fighting back. The tech community, I was part of the team that actually that is trying to do Stop Robbing Us. Hashtag Stop Robbing Us. You can check it on Twitter. There's been a lot of article online and different platform has published. We are trying to say Stop Robbing Us, and this is not good. Yeah. If we are trying to encourage the young people to learn how to code to actually build the future, you actually shouldn't be the one to push them back. And this is actually it's something that is very, very critical. And join the movement.
I feel like sharing a personal story. You know, I've had a lot of run-ins with the police.
Yeah.
I've been not as bad as this guy who shared this. But I've also had to part with money to get my freedom. And also, there was a time the guys in the TechPoint team, after TechPoint Inspired last year, 2018, we're going on the office retreat. And then I was driving my car, and unfortunately, the ladies were in another car, and all of us were guys in one car. And then one of these, similar to SARS, they stopped us and started saying they've gotten information that we are robbers and they wanted to search our bag.
Are you serious?
I mean, we had to claim our rights. And I think one of the things that really deterred them was when we showed them our ID card and there was press on it.
Oh, okay.
They started to think twice about it, and the way we're like forceful, like aggressive. But some people may not be lucky. And this was the middle of the day. I've heard of stories of them shooting some people right in the middle of the day.
Yeah. See, the sad part is even I saw the tweet, the guy actually saying they were telling the guy to actually bring money. So I'm actually thinking, like, if this, let's even assume you is the criminal. So if the guy actually said to you, then the guy had to go. In the name of man must chop.
You're putting a criminal back in the system.
So it's not fair. So you join the movement, join the hashtag, and let's do something this time around. And I believe Jason Joko dropped 10 million.
10 million naira,
10 million naira.
Yeah.
And there are other people dropping money to actually make movement. I think they want to file a law. Yeah.
So we're going beyond online conversations now. We want to do something critical, something offline.
At Tech Point 2, we are planning some things as well. Please join the movement. Don't just be shy. Don't just stay back.
Hashtag Stop Robbing Us.
Yes.
All right. So going away from the depressing stuff, let's move on to somewhat interesting news. So Transion Holdings, that's the company behind Tecno, Infinix, Itel.
Yes.
Those Africa focused products.
Wow.
Just IPO'd in China.
Beep, beep, beep. Another IPO. Non-African IPO for African business.
Exactly.
Whatever we want to call it.
And
another IPO.
Yeah. And a day after it's IPO'd, it is now valued at $6.48 billion.
Whoa!
That's
So where is the IPO? Is it on New York Stock Exchange?
No.
Or Nigerian Stock Exchange?
It's on the China, Shanghai Star Markets in China.
Oh, nice. So, will Nigerians be able to actually put money into their products? Can we invest?
Good question.
Or can people from US invest as
So, very good question. They create the kind of shares they are selling. They are issuing A shares. It's called A shares.
Okay.
And the way A-shares are, it's very difficult for foreign investors to participate.
Whoa.
Like, to, if you're a foreign investor, you
but
want to
But we are the one buying the devices.
Exactly, exactly. Like,
this is actually Africa. I think the market, they actually have... Africa contributes more than 60-something percent of their market.
I would say 80%. So.
80%. And Nigeria actually contributes like 60% of their market share.
Exactly.
So why can't we actually buy it? Like,
I mean, not that you can, but it's going to be difficult because you need a license, a special license through the country's qualified foreign investor system before you can participate, you know, in this kind of share. So, I mean, this is not the... Just like you were saying, another Africa-focused company IPOing outside Africa, like Jumia did also.
Wow.
Jumia also IPOed in New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's good to actually IPO outside your country or your continent, especially in the New York Exchange because of dollars and some other things, because of Forex and some other things. Well, at least we should be encouraged to actually be part of this. I remember one of the ministers was actually trying to encourage them to come and build a factory. Maybe they will do it now.
A Nigerian minister was trying to tell them to come and build in Nigeria.
Maybe they will do it now. I don't know if they will.
Of course, we know that it's not just Nigeria that focused on Kenya. Like you said, Africa brings about, I think...
But Nigeria is...
I think 80% of their... Yeah, but Nigeria, Nigeria is their biggest market,
really
definitely.
Their biggest market.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on? So, so talking about biggest market, not biggest market, and some of the challenges in Nigeria, the NCAA, that's actually Nigeria Civil Aviation Authority, have issued a warning and banned, they actually banned Retina book, MacBook Pro,
Pro
laptop. That's Retina 15 MID 2015. Lucky for me, I think maybe this is 2016.
Yours is a MacBook Air, I think.
No, it's Pro.
Oh,
it's
a Pro
as well.
Oh,
I think it's not 15. So now if you are traveling with this type of laptop, I think they won't allow you to take
it's banned on flights now.
It's actually banned on flights, local or international.
All flights.
So
from
all
Nigeria.
All flights from Nigeria.
But I think it's an unfair blanket ban because Apple has admitted that this is going on and they've been recalling laptops. And what they do is they replace the issues with the battery.
Okay.
Overheating and causing fire. So they're like replacing batteries for free. So if you can maybe they can find a way to like satisfy that if people have replaced their battery, they can travel there. I don't know, but for now it's just a blanket ban. That's what it is. So if you have a MacBook,
you have something for the airport.
I know. Talking about airport reminds me about Wi-Fi, and then Google's free Wi-Fi.
Yes.
That they launched in Nigeria last year.
Mm-hmm.
Abuja and Lagos. Mm. It's currently not working in Lagos. So if you've ever tried, I mean, they were in Computer Village in Ikeja City Mall and a few other places in Lagos where they launched apart from Abuja.
Yes, Unilag. They were Unilag.
University of Lagos. Yes. And apparently the Wi-Fi has not been working for some months now.
So
if you've been wondering. And so Google is aware. Google has admitted to it. We reached out to Google and they say, we apologize. And we're working on bringing it back. But they didn't tell us why it's not working.
Wow.
And we're wondering because, you know, some months back, was it not this was in March.
Yes.
Where the NCC alleged that Google's free Wi-Fi is illegal.
Okay.
You know, there was time we broke
that story.
Are you saying
this is something, related?
It might be related, but we don't know. Okay. Google didn't say much. We asked them, but they didn't say much. All they just say is their way is not working and they're sorry and they're working on bringing it.
Okay.
And we hope you can come back. I know many people are depending on that, especially in
Computer
Village.
Yeah, so people use it a lot.
Yeah. In Computer Village, although there are other services that are, you know, combating. I know Sanwo-Olu has free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Sanwo-Olu free Wi-Fi. And it's still working. It's still working.
And then Facebook has Express Wi-Fi too working. So, I mean, there are other alternatives, but we hope Google can get back. Thanks to everyone who has been listening to the Tech Point Africa podcast. We appreciate all your feedback, all your comments. Don't forget that you can access this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Stitcher,
SoundCloud, TuneIn, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts. And don't forget to like and leave a review and share with your friends also.
Yes.
And if you have any feedback...
Share.
Yeah. And if you have any feedback, you can always tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's techpoint, D-O-T-N-G on Twitter with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast. You can also send an email if you have any feedback or suggestions to podcast@techpoint.africa. Thank you. Looking to hear from you. So, for our question of last week,
that was Friday.
Yeah.
I think some people got the answer right.
Yeah, we have two guys that got the answer. So the question was, where was the first? When was the first Tech Point inspired?
Yes.
Hosted.
Yes.
And we have Kolakpo Imam as usual.
Okay.
Our regular Kolakpo did not answer Tuesday's question, but he answered Friday's question last week. Tuesday. Anyway.
Okay.
And so Kolakpo Imam, he got the answer right. It's 2017.
2017.
May 29th. And we also have Nwaka Christian. I hope I'm getting the name right. Please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it properly.
Nwaka Christian.
Also got the answer right. So Kolakpo still
is our number one man, top on the leaderboard, brother.
Yeah. Keep the answers coming.
Adewale,
need to let us know the question.
So the questions of the day is, a minister, one of Nigerian ministers actually suggested to Tekno to actually build a factory in Nigeria. Who is the minister? When was it? When was this? If you can look for it. The answer is still on Tech Point.
Yeah, it's on Tech Point.
So the answer is on Tech Point. Like when they were actually, when he suggested to them to actually build
A factory in Nigeria.
Maybe now they will actually consider it. Maybe.
Well, with this IPO that went out.
Yes, it's actually big. Africa. It's actually big.
Oh, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, of course. So, answer, tweet at us with your answer with the hashtag TechPointsAfricaPodcast. And don't forget that every story that we've talked about today, you can get it on TechPoint.Africa.
Yes, TechPoint.Africa.
We'll also put links in the description so you can go there.
You can get it on your Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. And the answer, don't forget to tweet at us with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast.
Yeah.
And yes.
I also want to stand in for Titi. Titi plugged in the SME clinic last week.
Yes.
So we are going to teach you how to get funding for your business. Not just how to get funding, but also how to keep it.
Okay.
Because some people can get funding and they don't know how to
and
keep
they
it.
They don't know how to keep
so
it.
So it's SME clinic 3. You want to find out more, you go to bit.ly/SMEclinic3.
Or techpoint.africa/SME.
SME, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
So,
all right, anything else?
So, we see you guys next time.
On Friday, yeah.
Yes, on Friday. Happy Independence Day.
To the Nigerians listening.
To the Nigerians, rest tomorrow. Or march to the stadium to support Nigeria. A lot of people raise the green, white, green color. And in the spirit of Nigeria, we'll say, Happy Independence again.
All right.
My name is Seo Adewale.
And I remain Muiwa.
Till we see you next time.
Catch
or till we talk to you next. Pew, 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 pew. We out.